So he said that if a shul is in a metropolitan area which people are coming from all around and using it, it cannot be sold because it basically was made out of the general public and getting hold of all of it. Unless they, when they built it, they specifically had in mind that there's one person in the kehila who's made out of das that person, and they collect the money from a certain group of people. Then that person can make the decision for them.
Yeah.
The rules that we said about selling a basis of knesses, it's in a village or a large city, does not only apply to the shul, but it also applies to the other forms of kedusha, the on kodesh and the bima. That the same concepts apply. That when it's altas that tziba, then the tziba can sell under certain conditions, and it's altas for the oilam, the entire world, and cannot be sold. Mishabura adds that this also includes the other public things that are shared to the basic knesses. You used to have a mikveh in the shul compound. It also has the same thing. Whoever the shul can be used by, these other things can also be used by. There's one difference, though. Something that was tashmishe kedusha, then the kedusha remains always. You cannot remove it. So the shul, you can sell it, and the kedusha goes off the shul. But if you have an aron kodesh, that or garment that the begging to put around the sefer Torah and the mantle, that's considered tashmish kedusha. And even if you sell it, you can use the money under the circumstances we learned before, but the kedusha remains on the tashmish kedusha. Not only the aron kodesh and these type of things, but all the furniture of the shul also have the same thing as the shul. And if there was sold, for example, in the village with Shiva Taiva here, the seven appointees in front of them, with the knowledge that they're here, then they can do whatever they want with the money. Mm-hmm. He brings a chiddush, the Sefer Kodesh al-Rambam says that the furniture can be sold even in a krach, because only in respect to the shul itself, we say that the rest of the world does not want them to close down the shul. But the furniture, the visitors don't care what furniture you have, so it can be sold. An individual built a shul, and he gave it over for public use. If he said that I want to have the right to decide when it should be sold or not, then he can retain that right for himself, and they won't be able to sell without his consent. All this business about selling a shul is only if they have another shul. But if they don't have another shul, it cannot be sold at all, because they need a place for people to dominate.